Hello and welcome to episode 5 of Tibble Nibbles, where we went and had a tasting menu at The Frog, which is in the Truman Brewery. So this was a special timeout deal. It was 11 courses at The Frog for £49, which was a fantastic deal. There were options of having, I think, sparkling wine pairings and beer pairings there. I didn't have that. Again, not a big drinker. So I had the welcome cocktail, which I don't really remember, but I'm sure it was lovely. And I think I had one beer during the thing, which was very nice. It was a German Pilsner, which I very much enjoyed. Very light and easy drinking, and went with pretty much everything. So what did we have with our 11 courses? We all arrived there. We were quite a big table. We were a table of 11. Now, normally they did tell us that they don't normally have that many people in at once. We did say that we would be fine to split across two tables, but in the end we got there and they'd managed to squeeze us in. We were outside in the outside part of the restaurant, and they have these huge electric heaters in the roof, like you do if you're outside and having a cigarette and those sorts of things. When we got there, it was incredibly hot, so we did get them to turn it off for a while. So if you get there and it is more Florida than Truman Brewery, you can get them to turn it down for a little while, which is what we did. There was certainly enough residual heat to last us, I think, pretty much all the way through to dessert when they put it on for a little bit longer. So we started with a welcome cocktail, as I said, which, if I remember, was very nice. I honestly can't remember what it was, I'm afraid, so I'm sorry about that. We started with snacks. So the snacks we had were potato with smoked cod, which was very nice. Not too smoky, but very, very good. I think one of the best things we had was next, which was the barbecue beef, chili and lovage, which came on almost like a little edible leaf. Though I don't think it was a leaf, I think it was something else, I don't quite know what it was. But that was really excellent, one of the best things they had. The cheese and chorizo that came after that was absolutely delicious. And we also had bread with chicken butter. I thought this was probably slightly the weakest thing that we had. The bread was lovely. It was slightly burnt in some places on the bottom for some people, which was a little bit of a shame. The bread, at least. And I thought the chicken butter, which seems to be quite a popular thing going around at the moment, I thought that wasn't very chickeny. It was still nice, but I thought it could have been a little bit more, have a stronger chicken flavour with it. And then for the main courses, I think this is where they really stepped it up. We had crab and apple with dill and frog gin. This was really excellent. I'm quite a big fan of crab, probably more so actually than lobster. So I really, really like this. And again, I think actually one of the nicest things that we had, and this seems to be a continuing theme across tasting menus that I've seen in London at the moment, is Celeriac seems to have made a bit of a comeback. The Celeriac truffle with yolk, apple and dates was a real revelation. I thought it was superb, and certainly along with the barbecue beef, probably the best thing that we had in the place. I was so, so impressed with that. And then we had cod, crab and seaweed, which was also really good. And then I think probably the weakest of the main courses was burnt piggy, kimchi and cauliflower, which was okay, I think. But I eat quite a lot of pork, so I have a pretty high standard when it comes to that, and I thought it didn't quite deliver what it could. We then had a cheese course, which was cheese donuts. These were very good. Basically, it was a warm donut, though rather than having strawberry inside it, it had melted cheese. You can't really go wrong with that. I was super impressed with it. It was incredibly rich. I think it was, we paid an extra, I think it was a £3 supplement for the cheese course. Very well worthwhile to have that as well. And then we had a pre-dessert, which is beetroot, more beetroot. I like beetroot. I thought it was good. A lot of people didn't. So this was the one actually that people had told us about and said, you know, oh my God, you have to have it. It's amazing. I didn't quite buy into that, but I still thought it was nice. And then for dessert, we had a choice between chocolate cherries and caramel, burnt toffee, salted malted ice cream and lemon, or yogurt, white chocolate and dill. I went with chocolate cherries and caramel. I thought it was really good. I liked it a lot. Other people didn't. I don't think it was quite what they expected. Basically, the caramel was in the middle of the chocolate, so it was almost like a chocolate cake. And then on the top, I thought this was very cool. I actually thought it was a cherry meringue, but actually it was cherry cream, which they had expanded in liquid nitrogen. So it was fast frozen, and then as soon as you put it in your mouth, it started to melt. I thought that was really good. I can't can't speak highly enough to the presentation. I thought it was excellent. It was fancy without me wanting to have things on plates. It was really very good. It took a little while to get going. I think we got there at 6:30 and the first lot of food didn't actually arrive until I think after 7:30. So just be prepared that it's 11 courses on a tasting menu, but all the same, you know, you're not going to be in and out within a couple of hours. You need to set aside an evening to do it. I do recommend that you go. If you can get it on a timeout deal for £49 like we did, I bite the hand off. Definitely well worthwhile. Probably one of the best value meals I've had in a really long time. If not, it's probably still worth it. I probably wouldn't go back and have the tasting menu again, because, you know, tasting menu, unless they had radically changed it, at which point I think it would probably be worth another visit. I think the people who had the beer pairing were not quite so impressed with that. It seemed to be a little bit slapdash in terms of when the beer came. They seemed to get quite a long way behind, then all of a sudden they had two or three beers all sat in front of them. The beer pairing was certainly very generous. I don't think it was particularly cheap. I think it was like 30 odd quid or something. I must confess I didn't look at that too closely. So I think they got their money's worth from it. I think they were struggling a little bit to drink everything by the end. But yeah, once everything got going, I thought the service was pretty good. It did fall down for dessert a little bit. There were people waiting for quite a long time. I think probably because so many people chose the one with the frozen cherry cream. So I think it took them a little while for them to get all of those done and then serve them out. I was certainly waiting probably a good 20 minutes for my dessert. Mine was the last one to come out, which really only increased the anticipation. Let me know what you think. If you've been to the Frog for a normal dinner, I don't know whether they do. I'm assuming they have an a la carte menu, but please let me know whether it's worthwhile going back just for the standard menu. It's pretty easy to get to for me. So yeah, and if you do go on a deal, please let me know what you get. You can email me at tibblenibbles@gmail.com. So that's tibblenibbles@gmail.com, or you can tweet me on @tibblenibbles. Hopefully you'll be able to find me, let me know what you think. And then please stay tuned. Episode 6 is incoming.